Good afternoon. I'm John Keller, and this is the Trinity Podcast. Today, we are privileged to have my great friend, Corey Moore, who is the school certifying official, one of two, and a financial aid advisor here at Trinity College of Florida. And so let's start with the beginning. Corey, how is it that you came to Trinity College?
Thanks for having me on first, John.
You are welcome.
I came from came to Trinity College by way of Gainesville, Florida. Go Gators.
You can say that because we don't have a football team.
Yeah. So. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I served at the University of Florida for 9 years, working in the Dean of Students office, Bursar's office, and also managing the campus ID card program. After that, I separated and went to Santa Fe College. And
been there.
Became an advisor over there in recruitment and admissions while doing a ministerial internship through Greenhouse Church. So after that, felt the calling. My wife and I, we knew that we wanted to be in Tampa, and we were just praying for it to be the right time. And then, unfortunately, the pandemic hit, and so we were delayed a year. But I think that was, well, I know it was because the Lord had the plan for us to be here at Trinity College and serve in this ministry that we're doing in financial aid.
It's so awesome to have you here and know that. And I met your wife and your beautiful wife and your awesome kids and your great dad. And you're definitely a kingdom man. You understand what that means. And you take the ownership, which is fantastic to see. Now, I do know you have a master's degree. So tell us, where did you get that and what's that about?
Oh, yes. I have my master's in organizational leadership from Bethune-Cookman University, which is a historical black college and university in Daytona Beach, Florida. Having that master's in org leadership, it helps me be able to help students channel, bring the best out of them in terms of emotional intelligence and how they manage themselves and how they're going to manage others in the workplace. And just also, you always, with that degree, I always try and tie it back to scripture.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's a great school, too, and a great history there. That's a whole nother podcast right there. But it's really a great thing to see those changes being made that are positive and the great leaders like yourself coming out of that and taking control an area of responsibility and training up the next generation of young men. And I know that you mentor a lot of guys on this campus. I know your office is popular. Financial aid shouldn't be a popular place for people to go. Maybe Carly's Cupcakes has a little bit to do with that.
I would say so.
But they do seem to be at your office a lot, and that's a good testimony right there. Well, now, let's talk a couple things about and we talked with Carly, and that's the other podcast on here if you want to see that one. And she gets into a lot about the ins and outs of financial aid. There's a couple of areas we didn't cover. And I'd like to talk about what is a school, because we do take veteran benefits here for dependents, if you're a dependent or if you're, whoever's letting you use their GI Bill. Mm-hmm. It could be for the service member themselves. So what does a school certifying official do?
So a school certifying official is a certified person that's certified through the VA to be able to do education benefits on and get the students who we have, get them to be able to receive payment. It's an honor to do that because I am a Chapter 35 VA dependent myself.
That's awesome.
So thank you. Because of my dad serving in the Navy for 30 years, it means a lot to be able to ensure that the students are registered for class. And then from being registered, we go in and certify them through VA once so they can receive their monthly benefits.
That's excellent. I think being and I affectionately call you a Navy brat.
Yes, go Navy.
Yeah, because I'm also a Navy veteran. My brother was Navy Vietnam. My sister was Navy Gulf War. My son's Army. He rebelled. in Afghanistan and then later in Africa. And my dad, of course, was Korean War Army. So we have a lot of veterans. My son did the GI Bill.
Yes.
And so we really want veterans to feel, first of all, to feel welcome in the family. Mm-hmm. We're not a big school, and that's an advantage. People will sometimes say, oh, you work at that little college, and they go, well, how can a little school be great? I go, you ever heard of SEAL Team 6? It's like my joke, you know?
Amen.
But the truth is that because we are small, and we've remained small, when I say small, we know we're on 45 acres, so we're not small that way, but, you know, we're not a 10,000 school student school, because we're not everything for everyone. We're a niche school. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come here, you get a double major in Bible and theology. So if you get elementary education, you also have a degree in Bible and theology. If you go business organizational leadership, you also have a degree in Bible and theology. I mean, just you go on the list of all the degrees, you double major, and that's a great advantage in life. Mm-hmm. But we do want the veterans that come here and their dependents to feel welcomed in the family, and that we want them to maximize the benefits as well. And having a person like yourself who went through school and had been through all of that, mm-hmm. you understand the importance of, hey, get those documents in, man.
Yes.
So what is the veteran, what's the first step? So maybe a service member is still active duty right now and they're getting ready to get out. Mm-hmm. What would you advise them to do?
If they are active duty and they're getting ready to get out, like they are at that PCS, they're at final twilight of their career, I would advise them to go and get a certification of benefits of what they have, what they're eligible for. After that, it's pretty much they would enroll and register here, and we'd get that documentation. And from there, we would go ahead and we have the proof of that, and then we just need their DD-214. Once they're out, we need a copy of that. And then we can just wait until they register, and then we get proof they're registered for courses, and then we do our part by logging in to VA once, and it's a seamless process. It takes about 20 minutes for us to certify the student, and then for them to start receiving emails from the VA that, hey, they are eligible, and that they will be receiving their monthly benefits.
That's really helpful. I appreciate that a lot. And we know the veterans and the dependents really appreciate it too. Now, we also, I know, will take TA, which is tuition assistance military. But that one is actually, I think when they go apply for that, they do it through their command. So if they're Coast Guard or Navy Reserves or Army National Guard, whatever, they actually go to their command and they have that. But I think on our website we have links to all the mm-hmm. the branches for them to go click. But then that money is applied to their education. So now if a person does qualify for VA benefits, whether they're the dependent or whether they're the actual service member themselves, should they go and fill out the FAFSA?
Yes, I would still advise them to fill out the FAFSA. The FAFSA is a great thing because we hear that there are loans out there that you can take, but the FAFSA can open up doors for you to see your eligibility for grants as well. And grants is free money. It's money that you don't have to pay back, providing 2 years of the tax documentation that you need to complete the FAFSA. And again, it's another simple process to do. The FAFSA takes about 30 minutes, 40 minutes max to complete it. It gives you throw your hat in the ring and see what you're eligible for.
Yeah, I think we even have an app for that on the website. They can download the app and fill it out. And of course, we know don't lose your login information.
Yes,
you know,
please don't.
Write that down somewhere important. You know, yes. I tell people that write down that documentation. You know, that login information. Write it down on a piece of paper and then put it with your Social Security card.
You know what?
Because those are two documents you don't want to lose.
Yes,
and those are really important to do. And now I know that. There's a lot of different types of GI bills, you know, mm-hmm. and we take all of them. There's nothing we don't qualify. We get them because we are, we are recognized through the state of Florida, Department of Education. We are accredited through ABHE, mm-hmm. and so we have the right credentials for soldiers and sailors to be able to, and airmen and dependents to be able to maximize their benefits. I've seen many students come through the school over the years that I didn't even know they were a dependent. I was just at a basketball game, and one of our seniors, I was talking to his dad, who was in the Navy, who was a chief, like your dad, and he got the GI Bill. And I didn't even know he was attending here on the GI Bill. And so that was really a great thing for them to be able to do. Now, if someone has questions, they can email you at corey.moore@trinitycollege.edu or, of course, finaid, F-I-N-A-I-D, at trinitycollege.edu. And they can, you know, contact you if they have questions and concerns. And, you know, all the documentation's on the website to apply. All those things are there to help them do that. So now, is there any advice you would give someone who is right now from financial aid department? You were a dependent. So if you're talking to a dependent, what would you say to that person? What documentation do they need to find if they're a dependent?
Just making sure that you're whoever you are under. So if it's a dad or a mom that you have, the file number is going to be assigned to you. It can't be their file number. You will get a separate file number for you to use your eligibility that they have for you. I'd also say once that process does occur and everything, be good stewards with the money. That's very important. It's a way to really pay. It pays in two ways. Number one, it's a blessing to have it already because of the service that a family member has done, your mom, dad has done. But also, it's a blessing for you to be able to, not have to bother them as much either. So.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are getting a basic housing allowance.
Yeah.
They're getting a tuition paid.
It's huge.
I think because of our zip code, I think we're around a couple thousand a month, if I'm not mistaken. And if they qualified for Pell Grant, you know, they would get that money cut to them after drop ad, right? So whenever that disbursement is. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really big blessing for them. And like you said, I think the thing that frustrates me is when students take longer to finish their degrees.
Oh, yes.
There's no excuse for that. My own son, who has graduated with a GI Bill, his last semester, he took 21 credits.
See?
And because he had to get it done because he was like, I'm going to run out of money now because it is not an indefinite amount of money. There's a finite amount of money that they give award. So once you use it up, you know, and I think it's basically it's a time thing. You can't use it for 10 years. So become a professional student. Well, I really appreciate your time today. And if you have any other things, folks, if you're listening in today, you want to contact Corey, CORRY.Moore, MOORE, at trinitycollege.edu. Information's on all the web pages. They are always happy to talk to you. And if you come on a Tuesday, Carly usually has cupcakes.
So, key lime, please.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So, well, you have a blessed day, and thanks for listening to the Tiger Podcast.
Remember, God calls, we equip, and you advance.